Ray Stations from April, May, 93.
I really like Rushing. I mean, I remember now that you played it on my boombox. You came for dinner and you played it on my boombox, but I had just been on a hike and I was too hot and irritable to enjoy anything, practically.
Well, I remember you listening to it on the boombox. It sounded great on that $15 boombox, I have to admit.
It's a Sony, you know. Really good, I mean, the good, bad Sony boombox, what can I say, you know? What's coming up?
Faraway Stations. This is when I was listening at, here it is.
Listening at what?
To Faraway Stations on my radio.
Ah. Listening to KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, and KFCF in Fresno. So, that was Tom...
That was Tom Zaranis and Jill Krozen playing a simple Tibetan horn improvisation at the Mills Concert Hall, April 14th, 1973. Tom died a couple months ago, and I learned a great deal of electronic music from Tom in the early 70s. He was at Mills at CCM. He was a technician there.
What's his last name?
Zaranis.
And how long was he there?
He was there for maybe 4 years, doing various things, doing utterly beautiful pieces, one of which I wish, if anyone has a copy of it, it's called Slippery Dance, a very elaborate tape-spliced piece using the Buchla synthesizer. I'd certainly like to
get hold of a copy of it. Oh, I thought you said you had that. I thought you were playing it.
Well, no, I don't have that piece. It's a great, brilliant piece of music, lost, as far as I know.
Huh.
What I have is John Bischoff went through the archives at Mills and found this Tibetan horn piece, which is a very beautiful piece. I used to play this with Tom in the early 70s. And the very famous plant music... a big envelope at the Bioplasma Exchange. I'm sure I left a word out of that title, which is going to be the very next piece we're going to play, which is Tom's idea of building these very sensitive detectors, electrodes, which were put on ordinary house plants, rhododendrons and this and that and so forth. Maybe not rhododendrons.
Philodendrons,
right. And so he had them up on stage with these electrodes on the leaves and on the stems and so forth, being highly amplified and using instrumentation amplifiers,
right,
driving voltages. And so he was... And
did
that,
the plants like it?
And that was going into the Buchla synthesizer.
Oh, that's it.
Right. And he'll explain what this is. So he has the entire audience. This is supposedly illustrating the so-called Baxter effect, where plants were supposedly highly sensitive to their emotional surroundings and to ESP. And so the entire audience is sitting there sending ESP waves at these like plants up on stage, a truly fabulous sight to see everyone totally into it. This is before the age of cynicism set in, I believe. Mm-hmm. And actually trying to like send good thoughts at these plants. And this was it was an interesting thing. At the time, they were making this movie called The Secret Life of Plants in Hollywood. And the Hollywood producers found out that Tom was doing this and brought Henry Lowenthal and Tom down to Hollywood to do the soundtrack, but they were bumped off by Stevie Wonder, who actually ended up doing the soundtrack for this thing, right? But the next tape we're going to hear is...
and then his Stevie Wonder's record is called The Secret Life of Plants.
Yes, he's the one who finally ended up doing the soundtrack to the movie, right? But this is a big envelope breakdown at the Bioplasma Exchange.
Meanwhile, you can phone us if you want to talk to Jim or Bill or myself. 510-848-4425. Give us a call. So, let's hear this. Let's say the title one more time.
Big Envelope Breakdown at the Bioplasma Exchange by Tom Zaranis, Mills Concert Hall, 1973.
Own and then collaborations with Bill and Kay Atchley, but this last piece, the last two pieces were remarkable, and this was Tom.
This is Tom Zaranis.
The late, great Tom Zaranis.
And I gave the title of this piece somewhat incorrectly. The correct title is Big Situation Envelope at the Bioplasma Exchange, which sounds just like Tom. That's just how he spoke all the time. Big Situation Envelope at the Bioplasma Exchange. That was done at live at the Mills Concert Hall, April 1973. The entire audience sending ESP waves at plants, which were electronically hooked up to the Buchla synthesizer. Such a wonderful piece.
And it's a one of a kind, but we're going to be on, instead of just midnight to 3, we're going to be on through 5. So we're going to be looking forward to Joy Journey by
Warner Jepson.
And then after that, a few other things, and then we're going to go out with a long piece by
Lisa Carver.
And, A.K.A. Lisa Sutdar.
Yes.
One of her operas.
Fish in Men, an opera by Lisa Carver.
So you can...
A wonderful thing.
And definitely stay tuned.
And maybe we'll have a little time to play my my Harry Parsh music, too.
Oh, we must. Somewhere. We must. Yeah.
But let me say a little bit about Warner's Joy Journey. This is the first piece that he made on the Buchla synthesizer when the Buchla synthesizer first got to the San Francisco Tape Music Center. It's the date is a little indeterminate, perhaps 1965 or 1966. A very classic music from a golden era of electronic music.
So that was Warner Jepson.
That was Warner Jepson's remarkable
beautiful piece.
Joy Journey. Now, he's told me several times that one of the key electronic music principles is the sequencer. This is the first sequencer that in electronic music Don Buchla built at 16 stages. And Warner says he never was able to find that sequence again.
Before we start talking, I just want to tell you that when the music comes up, give me a call if you like, if you're enjoying this or you have any requests, which we won't be able to fulfill, I'm sure. But anyway, at 510-848-4425. So what's coming up? You have a treat in store.
This next piece is... Fish and Men, an opera by Lisa Carver, the remarkable Lisa Suckdog.
who has done very many remarkable performances. And this piece is one of my favorites. It's about 43 minutes long. It's full of hidden meanings.
It's not for the faint of heart, is it?
The way I listen to it, it seems to be based loosely on ancient Sumerian mythology, maybe as read through some pop sci-fi point of view. I think there's latent lesbianism, there's latent deicide desires, there's all kinds of latencies. And I'm sure everyone will be able to find their own latencies out of their own subconscious. And people can get their pencils out and they can write to Lisa Carver at her magazine over in the city called Roller Derby at 131A Dubose, D-U-B-O-C-E, San Francisco, California, 94103. Send her $10 and subscribe to Roller Derby. You won't regret it.
Fish and Men, an opera by Lisa Carver. Fish and Men, an opera by Lisa Carver. Scene 1, the Fish and
Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno. This is Crack O'Don for the next 3 hours with very special guest, composer Jim Horton. And hello, Jim.
Hi, Barb.
And we're going to start off immediately because we've got tons of Jim's wonderful computer music for you for the next 3 hours. And this is music for keyboard and interactive computer system 1 through 6. And the personnel are Jim Horton, programming and mix, Steve Key, keyboard, score, Jay Cloyt, computer op, tape production.